Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Yankees got swept by the Boston Red Sox and the Mets got swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. I put out a little poll, a little social media poll. Which weekend was more concerning, the Mets weekend or the Yankees weekend? I felt that was important considering on Friday we were fighting tooth and nail on who's better, who's the best team. So I ask you, Sean, as someone who apparently ran circles around me in our debates, which team had the more concerning weekend, the New York Mets or the New York Yankees?
It has to be the New York Mets because
yes.
Does anybody believe for a second the Yankees aren't actually winning this division? The Phillies still lurk. They did sweep the Blue Jays. And the National League, as you've pointed out, is tougher and is deeper. So I think each problem separately are alarming, but I think the ultimate goals of the New York Yankees are not questioned after this weekend, where the Mets...
If you frame it, and this is very good by you, because I think you made a point that's very tough to disagree, and I won't. Which weekend more impacted the team's chances of winning the National League East or American League East? It's the Mets because right. The Phillies, to me, are bigger threats than Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Boston. So I'd agree with you if that's how you want to frame it. The way I look at a long-ass baseball season is 3 games and a 3-game series sweep should not derail your season. It should not cause your season to go in a hell in a handbasket. It's more, were there any concerns that are going to continue to pop up that ultimately end your season? We just learned that from the Knicks. Like, the Knicks ended up having a really good regular season. As we look back on it, were there things from that regular season that would have concerned you? So if it's about the math and the division, look, I could argue you lost to a division rival.
Right.
And that's more impactful.
Well, I would. It's interesting because when you look at the divisions, yes, the Phillies are 2.5 games back, but after that, Atlanta's 13 games back.
Well, it's the Phillies, though.
Right, but it's so the Phillies are there. But it's are you really in danger of missing out on the postseason? The answer is no. And are you going to get such a threat from your division that it's going to press you on the back half of the regular season? The answer is probably no for the Mets. But it's still viable that the Red Sox could come back, or because they're only 6.5 games back, right? The AL East, every team is still in it, so to speak.
You're absolutely right, but it was not that long ago the Red Sox were not 6.5 back, and I think I was the one telling Evan, we haven't even played them yet. We could give a lot back, and here are the Yankees now, 1-5 over them. This is a big stretch coming up for the Mets now, with the Braves involved in a couple of these series. And if you're going to pinpoint problems, Judge not hitting, Yankee lineup, The Met rotation now, ahead of these games, losing Senga. Let's see how Holmes rebounds. What the hell was that from Griffin Canning? I have major issues into this tough stretch here for the Mets, a big stretch with their pitching.
Well, there's a big difference about what's next. Like, I'd argue tomorrow night's Met game in Atlanta with David Peterson on the mound, especially knowing Paul Blackburn is pitching the next day, I'd argue that tomorrow night is one of those games in June that's more important than others. I said that a lot throughout a baseball season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Season. They all count the same, but there are certain games that feel bigger than others. And I would argue, coming off a three-game sweep at the hands of the Tampa Bay Rays, facing a three-game losing streak, facing a stretch of divisional games they're about to face, and with your best pitcher on the mound currently in David Peterson, Tuesday's a big game for the Mets. I'll totally give you that. But I think that overall, if we're being sane, and I'm going to try to be sane, I don't think Met and Yankee fans should be overly concerned about anything. Because at the end of the day, we're both really good teams that had horrible weekends. Are there certain aspects of the weekends that may pop its head later on? Absolutely. The Mets clutch hitting needs to be better. The Yankees can't run into outs like we saw Saturday and Sunday. But overall, the American League East will be won by the New York Yankees. I can promise you that. I said that to you 2 weeks ago. I don't back off it. Now, the poll results were very close. 51% were more concerned by the Yankees. 49% were more concerned by the Mets. You, Tiki Barber, as a fair arbitrator of justice, who had the more concerning weekend, the Mets or the Yankees?
It's still the Mets because of the pitching. And it was the part, like, we knew that they could that they were going to survive their hitting woes early in the season because eventually Juan Soto would start hitting, right? And Pete Alonso has been hot all year, but Lindor and everybody else, Nimmo, those guys were going to be fine. It was the pitching that you worried about. And so now that the pitching is faltering and you have a really rough stretch coming up, including the series against the Braves that's just around the corner, I feel concerned that the Mets might just lose all of this momentum despite having the second best record in all of baseball.
Well, the key is for the Mets and for the Yankees too, with the Angels coming to town, but more so with the Mets because of who they're about to face: Atlanta three times, Philly three times, four with Atlanta. The Mets need to now pump the brakes on this and not let this turn into an extended losing streak.
Right.
I spoke to you about this on Friday, that the beauty of the Mets season and the Yankee season so far is have a couple of hot streaks, and when you're not playing great baseball, play 500 baseball.
Right.
Well, right now the Mets have entered a stretch where they've lost three in a row to Tampa Bay. They gave up more runs in three games they have all season long by a mile. They now need to stabilize. The next 10 games, it's important to stabilize.
Right, be 500.
Yeah.
It's good enough, honestly.
I don't think Met fans are going to want to hear me say this because they're looking at this 10-game stretch saying go 7-3, go 8-2, go 5-5. Stabilize. Take a deep breath and stabilize the situation. Don't let this become a stretch of games that gives back all the fattening they did earlier in the season. We'll get to those base-running blunders, including the debate around Anthony Volpe's decision to steal on Friday night. But the toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Chris is in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Evan. Hi, guys. One thing on the Mets, Evan, then I have a question for you guys. I agree. Tuesday is really important. Those pitching matchups are not great for the Mets, and those pitchers have given the Mets problems. It's time for the Mets back to start winning a bunch of games for them because, like we all see, the pitching is going to take a dip down. But, Evan, I want to ask you and Sean and anyone, have you noticed this year there are more balls dying on the warning track than ever? I don't know if it's just the Mets, but I would love to know if Yankee fans feel the same way. And then I saw this quote from Andrew McCutchen. Did you read that quote that he had?
Yes, and that's
what
where...
do you think?
So Andrew McCutchen basically revealed that the baseballs are different this season. And that became kind of a big story. Here's the tweet that Andrew McCutchen put out just a couple days ago. He writes, I was told by a rep for MLB that the balls are indeed different this year. They stated higher seams, which produces more drag on baseball, causing baseballs to not travel as far as they should.
What?
When asked why, I was told, quote, every baseball is hand-sewn, so no ball is the same. When I asked if there is something that can be done about correcting the current performance of this year's baseball, I was told there was, quote, nothing that can be done about it this season, but they're working hard on getting to the bottom of why the seams are higher. So, yeah, you're not wrong, Ben. I guess someone asked Andrew McCutchen about this, and this was the answer Andrew gave. I have to be honest, I didn't notice it watching baseball all season long. Like, I did not walk away thinking balls are dying more than normal, even though Juan Soto's hitting a lot of bad luck this season. So McCutchen, to me, made this a big story by openly saying this.
Right. I feel like I was watching a game last week where contact solid, you hear it, it's like, oh, man, that one's got, oh, wait, it's just, that's not even to the warning track. And so you chalk it up to, oh, the weather must be, the air must be thick, whatever it is, or right, the wind is blowing in, or you're not going to get one out today because of whatever circumstance. I never even thought about it being a baseball.
There were a couple moments in Fenway this weekend that I remember sitting there going, oh, and then I was quickly reminded by people I was watching the game with, well, how could anything be wrong? We had a full-blown controversy already this season about torpedo bats and the offense being too much in baseball. Now you're going to tell me in the same season you have players openly saying the baseballs are holding balls back?
But in fairness, the torpedo discussion was crazy. It was a week into the season.
I know.
Right? And we even said, like, we tried to lower the kind of heat on that by saying it's only because the Yankees scored an absurd amount of runs over 3 days that it became a big deal. So I wouldn't use that as evidence against this.
I'm just saying, though, there are players that are able to use those. It's just crazy that we can now have two separate controversies that couldn't be more polar opposite of each other in offense and baseball this year.
No, I get it, but this is fairer because we're sitting in the middle of June and the data backs up what McCutchen said.
Right. It does feel like we're getting a lot of sound to the bat, you think something's up, and you're immediately put back in your seat because there's a fly ball to the warning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.